This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So they're protesting on the various college campuses, not the least of which USC in Los Angeles, University of Michigan, we understand. Of course, also continued at Columbia and other colleges in that area. Meanwhile, Trump continues to be on trial, and Jonathan Turley, who we often quote here on the program, is still bewildered as to what is the crime that they're supposed to be trying Trump for. And it really is a very, very good question, my friends. What is exactly the thing? And why is it that, as he puts it, why is everybody sitting in the courtroom, you know, sort of playing along with this whole thing like it's real or like it's legitimate? Folks, we live in a very, very strange world, very challenging times. We're going to try and make heads or tails of it here on the Thursday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've already got some great direct messages this morning, by the way. And James in Clearwater, I appreciate this one that just came in just a little while ago. And he says, talking about this whole issue going on, of course, in the Middle East, we were talking with Denise Simon earlier about this offer that is now coming through from Hamas, which is really no offer at all. It is so ridiculous and so over the top about trying to make a two-state solution that nobody in their right mind would ever agree to it. So it's really kind of a false offer. But James in Clearwater writes in and he says about the latest offer, that equals a gesture from a jester. So I like the play on words there. James in Clearwater, thank you very much. That's right. You know, it's really something. And when you hear about something like this, this idea that, well, we're going to give Israel, a peace. At that point, it would be for 5 years, evidently. For some reason, there's a time limit on the peace of it all. But, of course, trying to, quote, establish the two-state solution. It's really just more deception that is only geared toward trying to play into what the Biden administration has been all about, especially recently, talking about a two-state solution. I think that ship has sailed. I think that's not something that is going to be in the offing, at least as far as Israel is concerned, because it's a very good question. How do you go back to October 6th, in a sense? And maybe on October 6th, you might have had some inkling that a two-state solution, if properly implemented or negotiated or any of these things, all hypothetical. But maybe there might have been some chance. Even though I think this whole issue has been destroyed over the last many, many years, not really viable, because in the end, and also this evidently this offer, quote unquote, from Hamas is just demonstrates that, you know, they want to go back to the pre-1967 borders. They're going to do this and that. And it's again, it's all just a deception in order to create another staging area by which to launch the annihilation of the state of Israel. So we're not that stupid, right? We're not as dumb as we look, right, in that sense. So I'm telling you, these things, and even these protests, I think are being driven by the notion that you want to strengthen the Biden administration's ability to criticize Israel, to call upon Israel to not go into Rafah, because Israel is preparing to go into Rafah, and they will do that on their own if they have to. Again, because, my friends, it all boils down to having to practice self-preservation. And that's a very righteous thing that the people of Israel are being forced to do. And in my humble opinion, I don't think a two-state solution is going to guarantee the safety and security of the Jewish people or of the state of Israel as a whole, as a nation state. Again, I think there's just been too much water under the bridge. It's been too much deception. It's been demonstrated too many times that they're simply trying to put themselves into a position by which to attack Israel again. I think it's just obvious. It's just obvious. But again, hopefully, as we watch some of these protests, hopefully they'll start to wind down sooner than later. But it is chilling. We were talking about this in hour number one. It really is chilling to hear the rhetoric, the statements, the notion, you know, when you say free Palestine from the river to the sea, et cetera, et cetera, what that really does, it presupposes the end of the Jewish state. And some of these protesters will tell you as much. Or they're being described in the mainstream media as simply pro-Palestinian. Well, that has an entirely different context than to sit there and say, we are Hamas, right? That's not pro-Palestinian. Hamas is a terror organization. It's either not evident to them or it's lost on them, but no matter what, it's really terrifying because they're acting on whatever it is that they believe about it. And they're willing to, again, put into motion more of these kinds of threats and creating this atmosphere about going after the Jews. And what I'm talking about here, you know, should have been put to rest a long, long time ago. It should be so unthinkable. It should be so abhorrent in our country to have any kind of truck with these kinds of sentiments, you know. And then, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room, she'll say, you know, well, people have the right to peacefully protest and so forth. It's as if they're walking on eggshells, not wanting to really get on the bad side of these protesters. And they say, oh, well, we call out the violent rhetoric and so forth. But it's kind of, they're not calling it out really loudly, right? Because of those eggshells they have to walk on. They're worried about elections and votes. Otherwise, I think they should be taking a much different tack on this. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Hour number four, off to a great start here this morning. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And, you know, this keeps coming back around in the news in various incarnations over the last several days, it seems like. And here it is again, once again in a different article. From today, this from Breitbart, FBI Director Christopher Wray admitted that officials are concerned about the potential for some kind of coordinated, quote-unquote, terror attack in the U.S., possibly reminiscent of the March terrorist attack at the Moscow Concert Hall at the hands of ISIS-K, which claimed over 100 lives. And, yeah, we've been hearing about this for the last several days, of course. But it does keep coming back around, and I think it's important, and it's not to be alarming, but it's important to realize that, you know, you've got a lot of people who have come out of the woodwork, not just out of the college classroom, but there are others who are coming out of the woodwork with these, what the media calls pro-Palestinian, and what others in the media call anti-Israel, or even pro-Hamas protests. It really does beg the question, what could happen next? What could happen next? And I do think that we should be concerned. And I do think we've always got to be, nowadays, no matter what, you've always got to be in the mode of see something, say something. Because, again, you've got lone wolves, you've got bad actors, you've got, terrorist wannabes, maybe, even, that would take some kind of target of opportunity. So, unfortunately, and just like it's almost akin, it's not apples and apples, but I think it's very, very similar, but it's almost akin to the crime that we see going on. Wherever you go, there's an increase in crime. Wherever you go, there's somebody, you know, taking stuff off the shelves in the drugstore and walking out the front door. Nobody can do anything because the filters and the restraints seem to be being taken away. And if you listen to some of Mike Johnson's speech at Columbia on Wednesday, there was a lot of just what I refer to as wailing that's kind of going on while he's talking. And, you know, there's, you know, they're trying to disrupt it and this kind of stuff. But it's almost as if there's this this thing happening to people that they just they can't even listen to anything that anybody's saying in that regard. You know why? Because he's a Republican, and somehow, no matter what he says or does, and I thought it was very brave to do that, to go over there and speak. But generally speaking, so many, especially with these younger people, and it's terrible to see that the minds are getting so closed that there's only one mode of thinking, only one opinion, only one point of view that is accepted, and then it becomes normal. It's like, no, someone's bringing a different point of view. No, don't even tell me, because my mentors have sort of cooked all this out of me. And I can only hear this one thing. Israel is committing genocide, and that's how it forms in their mind, I think. And it's really, really scary, because it used to be that you would be able to make a case. And nowadays, it's becoming less and less the ability to make a case about something. But now it's about noise. It's about who yells the loudest. And that is always going to be the left or the agitators or those that, again, could care less what you think and to some degree maybe even understand that what you're talking about is actually reasonable, but it's not part of the agenda anymore. See, it's not part of the agenda. And so it must be destroyed. Just like they're doing to Donald Trump right now in New York, he's the one person who can do this, pull this stuff off, right? So he must be destroyed. And I'm telling you, if they thought that Donald Trump was just being perceived as a big joke and that this was a no-go for him, they wouldn't be doing this. They'd be letting it fizzle out in a grand way, and they'd be happy about it. But their actions speak so much more louder than words, don't they? They have to actually create some kind of weird thing about the campaign finance law or something that doesn't really hold water. And this is what they're doing, and they're doing it right in front of us. Much like those protesters, they don't care. They don't care if it doesn't make any sense. It just is, because it's the agenda. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Mary in St. Pete this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I'd like to say one thing about George Soros. He is Jewish, by the way, just to throw that in there. And I guess it proves the point that these people don't want you worshiping any god, any whatever entity you want. They want you worshiping the state. The Great Reset people want you worshiping these people, these 300 or so controllers of the world who are bankers, elitists, royalists. But the other reason I called is because you're from California. California used to be the leader in identifying carcinogenic materials and putting out the labels way ahead of everybody else. There was an interesting 60 Minutes show on the computer I saw yesterday, dated March 31st, 2024, on the dangers of cell phones and all the realm of that, mm-hmm. going up the spectrum of, say, 2G on up to X-rays or radiation and gamma rays. That was very interesting and would be good for people to see exactly what these cell phone towers do and what they can do, because mm-hmm. you could be holding something that's ruining your body right next to you, and you don't have any idea. The Havana syndrome for the State Department people in Cuba, they were attacked with microwaves. They can describe the illnesses that they had. I think what saying is true, going up to radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
But it is on 60 Minutes, dated March 2024. I think it'd be interesting to look at. And California used to be the leader, but I'm not sure if they are anymore. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call very much. Mary in St. Pete. I actually saw that report on the Havana syndrome. And it's really terrifying. And it's literally out of nowhere. But all these things, they seem to add up because they're all so similar. And this is a big deal. This could have been some kind of test bed. Let's head over to the next telephone line. We've got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Kyle. Something that really shocked me 2 days ago, and you guys drive and get both hands on the wheel. I was going through Lakeland, Florida, and the convenience store had not a single price tag on any of those items. None of the candy bars, snacks, or anything else. All it was a description, the ounce weight, and a barcode.
Hmm.
And I went up to the guy, and the owner just happened to be there, real nice guy. I said, what's with the prices? Why don't I have a price on anything? He says, they are going up so fast, sometimes 2 or 3 times a week.
Wow.
That he would have to hire a full-time person to do nothing but change the prices all the time. He says, the margins in this business just aren't there to do that. So everything he has is barcoded. He's got the computer system. You go up there. He tell you what it is, you know, and I go out the door and I'm like, holy cow. So as far as, you know, Chris, you know, Mr. Bulldog there, and anybody else, it's not going down anytime soon. It's going to get worse. And if you guys are thinking about buying something in the near future, or even in the medium to distant future, get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get clobbered with the price increases that are just going to be there. They say, oh, the inflation's coming down. No, it's not. The rate is slowing, but it's still going up. It's going to continue to go up.
Yeah.
And according to what this guy told me, if it's happening to a mom-and-pop store with just general merchandise, it's everywhere. It's going to happen to everything.
I think you're right about that.
Like
yeah.
They say, hold you guys up, both hands on the wheel.
That's right.
Well, yeah, exactly. Gas up while you can because the next week is going to be higher.
No kidding. Yeah, and the wages don't go up to compensate for that either. So people have to, they're forced into these terrible decisions about what they can and can't do, and it's not fair. But James in Clearwater, I appreciate the call very, very much. We're heading out to break.
Good thing,
yeah, take care. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, great call. I appreciate Mary. Appreciate James very much. And yeah, those prices, yeah, they're not coming down anytime soon, everybody. Unfortunately, that's the fact. Well, you know what the other fact is? We're coming back after this short break at the bottom of the hour. We've got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on 4 felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing but not defining. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salary employees to qualify for overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So let me get this straight. When President Biden was in Florida, he actually said, folks, this is a quote, folks, in a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? It's an actual quote. And, of course, it's an actual gaffe. And I haven't heard the White House walk this back yet, but I'm sure that at some point they probably will. But that's a great campaign commercial built in right there, don't you think, folks? Welcome back to the show, of course. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a great treat. It's Thursday, which means we get a chance to talk to our good friend Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. And you can find them on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, at Concerned Vets. So once again, it's great to welcome Jimmy T. Smith back to the show. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle. And of course, it's always great to be on with you and be able to talk to people about what's going on. That's important to veterans, and quite often we talk about the VA healthcare system. So we have another, well, sad VA fail at the VA healthcare system in Aurora, Colorado, in which there were a leader who was dealing with prosthetics and keeping a list of individuals and then canceling those requests, and then another list of individuals that they never even bothered to put in. So again, hidden wait times, hidden list of care for individuals. It was just, it's a complete mess in the VA.
That's what it sounds like. And you're right, this all was occurring in Colorado. And, you know, it seems to me, I mean, if it's a logistical problem when you're dealing with material, that's one thing. But these are human beings and our veterans that were put onto these what amounted to be hidden lists that you're talking about. I mean, these are people that need help and treatment.
Well, think about it. Let me paint this picture for you. So a young man or woman goes off to war because America's foreign policy determines this is where we should deploy our military and use them. And for whatever reason, they're in battle, they get wounded, they come home having lost a limb, and they just simply want to have the VA take care of them because that's America's promise to veterans to take care of them. So subsequently, they go to the VA, and they are getting their limbs supposedly worked in. Well, when you go and they put in a request to have one of the limbs worked on or to, you know, have a new one done for you, that's, you know, assuming it's going to be done. But in 2003, they first noticed in Aurora, Colorado, that they were deleting orders. And then they noticed that some of the orders never even got put in. So here's a wounded warrior that is getting their request for the prosthesis canceled or not even getting it put in. And guess what? It's all done, Kyle, simply to just make the numbers look good. And we just passed the 10-year anniversary where veterans were dying for care in 2014 because of this same business model. So now we see wounded warriors who are being highly impacted because either it was canceled on them or their request for that item never got put in. And America needs to stand up and realize the VA is broken.
No kidding. Now, is there any alternative? Because a lot of times you and I will talk about being able to send our vets out to different doctors, different, you know, essentially outside of the VA. But is there any kind of analog to this that's outside the VA where they can get the same kind of thing where it has to do with the artificial limbs and so forth?
Well, there's two important parts of that. One is, of course, we support the ability to use community care to get care outside, and we do think that the Veterans Health Care Freedom Act that will eventually hopefully be passed would give the opportunity to just simply go to a specialist. But quite often we find that the VA specialist in this is actually something that veterans really do look forward to, you know, have something that is correlated to actual veterans' issues. So they go to the VA and they get that. So, yes, they should definitely have choice, but more than anything, they should have the VA with the ability to simply do this. And there's no reason for these requests for the prosthesis to be canceled, and there's no reason for them to not even bother to be put in. Yes, there's the opportunity to be put out into the community, but if a veteran does go to the VA, that VA should provide the services.
Oh, sure.
They have the money, they have the staff, and this is where it's a complex problem because, again, we do think that there's the opportunity to go in the community. We do think that they should have full choice under the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act in the future. But if they are currently going and they have chose to go that path of the VA, then the VA should be doing its job. And these kind of people who do this generally get reassigned or allowed to resign. They very rarely ever are punished for their actions.
Well, indeed. In fact, that was my next question, and that is, I understand that some of those that were part of this VA in Eastern Colorado, they seem to have been taken off the website for the organization there. In other words, are things being swept under the rug, or is there any kind of real accountability being needed out here?
Well, we know the VA has a history of not accounting for or not having accountability for things like this and sweeping things under the rug. So it's still in the process. We hope that there will be accountability. But, you know, admittedly, the VA does not have a good history of taking care of this. And this is why there's things like the Restore VA Accountability Act under Representative Bost that would help fix that situation and hopefully allow these individuals to quickly be fired if it's deemed they should be.
Well, indeed. And you mentioned, Jimmy, you mentioned the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act. What is the status of that? And is that something that would be coming along sooner than later? Is this a function of whoever's in the White House, for example, who would be partial to this? Or what can you tell us about that?
The Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act is sponsored by Senator Blackburn and Representative Biggs in the House. And fundamentally, it's still in the process. So we feel that is something that can move forward. It's likely to move forward into the next Congress. The big thing is we are working right now to go out and tell people in the community, to tell veterans organizations as well. But specifically, I'm going around telling members of Congress that this is the highest priority, to give full choice to veterans. So as it goes through the process, the more individuals who know that this is a priority to veterans and is fixing the VA healthcare system, it increases the ability for it to pass. And that right now is one of the key things. The veterans do need to have choice, but they need to know that this is the answer to choice moving forward, and it is part of the process. Almost every piece of legislation takes years and years to pass, 3 to 5 years on average for a bill to pass. They have to do research, it has to go through committee hearings, it has to have the CBO talk about the cost of it and things like that. So it's currently in the process. A lot of this is being done, and we feel confident that in the future it will pass.
Well, that's really fantastic. What can our listeners do? What can people do out across the highways and byways? Is it at a stage right now where letting your legislator know what you think about it would help, or what would you suggest?
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, I would hope that they would go to our website at cv4a.org, go to our Twitter account at Concerned Vets, and follow what we're doing so they can be aware of why it needs to be done, because they need to know the why before they talk to their members of Congress. But then go talk to their members of Congress and the senators and tell them that the veterans should have choice, and it's important to use those right words. The veterans should have choice, and the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act is the tool in the future to ensure that the veteran has the choice to either use the VA, use outside doctors, or use both, but whichever is best for the veteran is what this will allow to happen. And that's where they should reach out to their members of Congress after looking into what we're working on and let them know choice is the answer for veterans.
Well, exactly right. And hopefully that can act as somewhat of a force multiplier there to, again, because this particular subject, Jimmy, is so close to so many of our hearts. If you don't know a vet, or you don't have if you might have a family member who's a veteran, you know, this is something where, you know, our country just can't fall down on any longer. And these kinds of what you were just describing about the hidden wait list, or these things that just sort of disappear and so forth, it's not acceptable.
It's not. And that's the thing. You know, we are the organization that allows for the growth of an army to raise the voice of veterans on these issues. So when people are coming in and going to our website and joining into the website or following us on Twitter and everything like that so they can see what's going on, they are actually building the army, building the movement towards veterans really being treated like they should be treated, making sure veterans and policy is done in a way that will allow true freedom for veterans.
Very, very cool indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, a great to talk with you again this morning, my friend. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
God bless. God will see you then.
Thanks. God bless. CV4A.org. That's the website, everybody. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, so I got a question for you, and that is, are you paying your fair share of taxes? Are you paying your fair share of capital gains taxes when those do come around? Well, I think Joe Biden thinks nobody's paying their fair share of capital gains, and we mentioned it, I think, briefly on the program yesterday, but this from Newsmax. Biden's 44.6% capital gains tax proposal is a 100-year high. That's right, folks. That's the highest it would ever have been since 1922. Do you believe that? President Joe Biden's proposal to increase the top capital gains tax rate would be the highest tax rate in over a century. In his 2025 budget proposal, Biden outlined plans to elevate the top marginal rate on long-term capital gains and qualified dividends to 44.6%. This rate, if enacted, would surpass any seen over in a century, according to Americans for Tax Reform. Moreover, the combined federal-state rate could exceed 50% in several states when factoring in state capital gains taxes. For instance, California residents would potentially face a 59% rate, while those in New Jersey, Oregon, Minnesota, and New York could confront rates ranging from 53.4% to 55.3%, according to ATR, or Americans for Tax Reform. Critics of the proposal argue that capital gains taxes, particularly when not indexed to inflation, impose a form of double taxation and disproportionately affect certain demographics. Small business owners, for example, may find themselves grappling with inflated tax liabilities on gains that are partly attributable to inflation rather than real profit. So here we go. What a wonderful thing, inflation. You know, I'm being facetious, of course, but what a wonderful thing, inflation, if it means that the government will now recoup maybe just a little bit more, maybe a lot more than it would ever get under, quote, I'll say normal circumstances, but that's best term there. Let's see here. Furthermore, comparisons with other nations highlight the potential ramifications for such a steep increase. China, for instance, maintains a capital gains tax rate of 20%, significantly lower than Biden's proposed rate. The prospect, of imposing higher taxes than a major economic competitor raises concerns about the impact on investment and economic competitiveness. Economic competitiveness? Well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know, look, we're the Biden administration. Well, right? We want to mandate the kind of things you can buy. We want to mandate who's going to compete, who's not going to compete. We want to mandate these things. Economic competitiveness. Oh, yes. Oh, yesteryear. Oh, so much fun. The history of the capital gains tax underscores the magnitude of Biden's proposal. Initially introduced in 1922 at a rate of 12.5%, the tax has evolved over the decades but has never approached the proposed levels. Yeah, I believe it. And there's a reason why, too. There's a reason why. Additionally, Biden's plan includes measures to address tax implications upon inheritance, potentially adding further complexity to the tax code. The proposal to eliminate a stepped-up basis upon the transfer of assets upon death could result in a mandatory capital gains tax event affecting families' financial planning and estate management. When someone dies and the asset transfers to an heir, that transfer itself will be a taxable event, and the estate is required to pay taxes on the gains as if they sold the asset, said Howard Gluckman, a senior fellow in the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, according to CNBC. The budget proposal, which calls for approximately $5 trillion in tax increases over the next decade, has drawn mixed reactions from lawmakers and experts alike. While some argue that such measures are necessary to fund various social programs and infrastructure projects, others express concerns about the potential adverse effects on economic growth and investment. And again, well, if you're the Biden administration, what do you care? Honestly, because because it's just the messaging. It's just the messaging about how great the economy is. We've added so many jobs and those, 15 million jobs, but that's not really right, because so many of those jobs, a vast majority, would have come back from COVID anyway. So that's not adding jobs in the strict sense. But yet they'll just say it because it sounds good, right? And what do they care about economic growth and investment when all they have to do is, again, tell you how you're wrong when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the gas station, when you go to buy anything? These prices are going up. I can't really afford it anymore. Things are really happening that are detrimental to my economic activity. Well, you just don't understand economics. You don't understand how good you've got it. And, you don't want to look stupid, do you? Right? I mean, come on. We got some smart economists on MSNBC or something that are telling you this and that and the other thing. I mean, come on. You can't compete with that. Yeah, I know. I'm getting a little facetious as a result of that, but that's because this kind of stuff really burns me up. I know it does to you as well. Well, speaking of other things, kind of getting burned up about the Trump trial that's happening right now. I want you to hear what Jonathan Turley has to say about what's happening in this courtroom what we're witnessing with our very own eyes and watching literally in disbelief. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley.
This case is quickly becoming incomprehensible. I mean, the newest theory that they gave just as the trial was starting is that we have another dead misdemeanor. And the misdemeanor is that Trump conspired by promoting his own election unlawfully. But they don't explain really where the unlawful part is. They also don't explain how denoting this as a legal expense later affected the 2016 election. It just doesn't seem to matter to anyone in that courtroom that this is utter nonsense, that this is not a campaign violation in terms of contributions. The federal government did not believe there was grounds to charge anything in this case. Many experts reject that whole concept. And so what we're watching here is something that I've never seen the likes of. I mean, the judge is allowing this farce to unfold in his courtroom, and everyone just seems to be treating this like they're actually trying a known crime. When you have people still debating, not just on this network, what the crime was that Trump was trying to conceal, it's something that's out of a Fellini movie. It's just crazy.
I really do appreciate Jonathan Turley very much, especially when he talks about, well, it's crazy, it's out of a Fellini movie. But if you listen to what he was talking about, you know, it's like, you know, this judge is allowing what he called this farce to unfold in the courtroom. And again, you know, Jonathan Turley, his political point of view or whatever is typically not on display. I know that he's not a Trump supporter. I think we can know that much, or wouldn't technically or typically be a Trump supporter. But what's so important about Jonathan Turley is that he sees what's happening here. He has a love of the law, I think, similar to Alan Dershowitz. And we don't always agree with Dershowitz and so forth, but generally speaking, when you pervert the law the way that it's being done in this Trump trial, this hush money trial, well, then you degrade it for all of us. All of us are affected by this. And they're doing this with no compunction whatsoever. They don't care. It has no bearing on them of what they're doing and how it degrades it for everybody and everybody that would ever come after. Because you know why? Because the agenda. Because the end justifies the means. Because they are so terrified that you are going to get the chance to elect the leader that you want, the leader that can take on all of these different things and has had everything plus the kitchen sink and a couple other kitchen sinks thrown at him, and he's still going. They can't even comprehend that. So, folks, yeah, we're going to keep watching this, no doubt about that. All right, coming to the end of the program, thanks for calls, thanks for direct messages, thanks for listening. This is the best job in the world, everybody. I've got you to thank for that. We're going to see you tomorrow morning right back here for the Friday edition. Kyle Warren saying, take care out there. Stay tuned to this great radio station for more great talk radio.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.